Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Do you know about the true crimes that inspired a Bruce Springsteen album? Or the murders AC/DC was blamed for? How about Taylor Swift's violent stalkers? Or the suspicious deaths of Brittany Murphy and River Phoenix? These stories and more are told in the Disgraceland podcast, hosted by me, Jake Brennan, every Tuesday, where I dive deep into subjects from the dark side of music history and entertainment. So follow and listen to Disgraceland on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Give me your Chiefs' bold prediction for the season. 913-586-7965. Bink, give me your first one. I got like two or three of these.
I have like four.
I figured. Or five. I figured. Or seven or eight. I figured. Bink.
The Chiefs will still win the division.
Okay. They'll
push the AFC West titles to 10 straight, one shy of the Patriots' record of 11. But it won't be from four games like last year. Things will tighten up. It'll be by one game.
Yeah,
so still win it, but it'll be by one game.
Is that bold? I'm not.
Well, by saying one game instead of four, whatever, I still. You know what? A lot of people aren't picking the Chiefs to win the division.
That's
so
true.
So in a way, it does become bolder because everybody's Broncos and Chargers, where I'm still Chiefs, but it's closer.
We'll allow it. Yeah, I don't think it's that crazy, though. I would agree that like the Chiefs are not.
Drew's not accepting this.
The Chiefs are not going to win 15 games this year. There's a scenario where they win less and you actually say, hey, they seem better positioned, as weird as that might say. Because if the offense is actually clicking and Mahomes is protected better, they could be a 12 or 13 win team, but you feel better about their overall chances. I think there's truth to that. I don't expect them to win it by four games this year either. I think most likely this is a division win. If you told me the Chiefs got to 13, that's probably good enough to win it. If they got to 12, they might have to win a tiebreaker.
Because they've had better teams than they did last year, even though they won 15 games. They've been better before.
No doubt.
And they threw a game away.
Yeah, I don't think that. I mean, I don't know. I mean, bold-ish? I don't know if it's bold or not, but yeah.
Well, it fits in the criteria.
I'll throw one. Bink might not like this one. I've got one for you. Charles Omenihu will have a double-digit sack season.
Ooh.
When he's been healthy, Charles.
No, that's a hot take.
I don't know if it is. Okay. I didn't know how bold you thought that was.
I don't know if it's hot, but I like it. I think
Charles Omenihu, remember, he is still not even 28 years old. His story has been staying healthy. But when he's on the field, guys, you would agree, right, that he's been pretty damn good. Last year, he only played in 11 games. He was coming back from the ACL. He still had seven sacks. He had one sack. He played in six. He only had one sack.
The year before he came back.
Yes.
He'll be in a rotation, though.
He had the suspension the year before, and he had 11 games, seven sacks. Last year, only played in six games, started one, had one sack. I think double-digit sacks is absolutely in play.
He's a guy that wants to go out and get money, too.
Yeah, he's got that motivation. Anything less than eight, I think, would actually be really disappointing for him. So, double-digit sack season for Charles Omenihu.
Here's one of my opinion. Brian Kane. Sizzling hot.
That's not obnoxious at all.
I was about to turn it off.
Sound effect was not obnoxious at all. Where was that from?
It's a frying pan from my folder.
Okay.
folder. So I'll give you guys one.
All right.
I think Noel Williams starts by week four. He is going to replace Jalen Watson. I think he will be starting by week four.
By week four.
I almost said week three, which obviously would be more bold. But I'll say by week four, Noel Williams is a certified starter for this Chiefs defense.
You know what? I actually agree with you on that.
Yeah.
I won't disagree. I think it's a good take because I looked at the rookie class and you think, all right, who can actually start from this rookie class? Because it's a good – I like a lot of these – I like this rookie draft class a lot. But it's going to be a lot of role players. Positional players. You know, Jalen Royal's not going to start, but he'll probably make an impact at some point. Burchard won't start, but make an impact. So Norman Lott, same way. I like that because Noel Williams, on character concerns, where we look at the draft picks and draft classes.
Is that your podcast?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
He's dropped today.
But I didn't know.
But, well, Drew's got one too. I'll be on his. Oh, I'm sure.
That's what I heard.
I promoted it a lot last week. Drew's 249 miles of college football. Very good podcast. But regardless, Noel Williams was our pick to start first out of the rookies. Would be Josh Simmons, but again, we don't know exactly the health. But Noel Williams, there's a theme with this Chiefs draft class where it was they did something. like the pressure rate or quarterback pressure rate for my Ashton Gelati, Omer Lotz pressure rate as well. I mean, analytical. This is a very analytical draft from the Chiefs. No Williams led the nation in interceptions. The dude's a ball hawk. Not to mention he picked off Cam Ward in an actual game this year when Cal played Miami. But he's a certifiable ball hawk, and he's very good against the run. We had his coach on. He's like, somebody's mock draft things. He'll say, well, he's not good against the run. His coach came on and poo-pooed that and said, no, this guy's good against the run. But I agree with Noel Williams.
Yeah, it might even be before. I mean, it could be week two. It could be out of camp if things go really, really well.
But some Fulton, of these text messages
Fulton
are good,
in here and
I
stuff.
Like them.
But
yeah, we're going to get to your text, too. There's some really good predictions. We're just going through some bold Chiefs predictions based off of NFL.com doing their national ones. My last one I'll give you, Bink, and then we can get to the text line. And so I know you have like five or six of these. For me, Rashee Rice, 1,400-yard season. This is obviously based on him not getting suspended.
That would put him top five, right? I think.
Top five?
Yeah. If he's suspended three games, then he's obviously not going to have 1,400 yards. But 1,400 yard season, it's bold. No doubt.
So how many 1,000-yard receivers? If he gets 1,400, because
the Chiefs have? How many thousand?
First of all, where do you have Mahomes at? 4,200
plus at least.
Okay. Yeah. So 1,400 for Rice, then.
Yeah.
1,400 would have put him third.
1,000 yard, like Worthy get 1,000?
Yeah. 1,400 would have put him third in the league behind Jamar Chase and Justin Jefferson.
Yeah. It's a bold prediction.
I like it.
He was on pace.
The fact that he was on pace, I think, actually.
That's what I'm basing it off of.
You know?
Prior to that Chargers injury, he was on pace. Now, it was a small sample size, but I think in terms of the role they would like him to have in this offense, it runs through him, not Travis Kelce. That was not last year. The plan was not for Travis Kelce to be the guy. That doesn't mean Kelce can't be a huge factor still. I mean, Kelce still can't have 900 yards. All that, it can be true. But you look at finding that spot in the zone, basically. Who did he learn from? Travis Kelce. That's Rashee Rice is so good at finding that spot there and then obviously getting yards after the catch. He also has looked good at minicamp. He's on track to be good to go for camp, all of that. So, yeah, it's a bold prediction.
Well,
if I wanted
this.
To be conservative with it, I would tell you he's a 1,200-yard guy, but I'll go bold 14.
Let's
That's what we're
this.
Doing,
They
right?
won 15 games. They made it to the Super Bowl. What total number do you think led the Chiefs last year in yards?
900-something.
No. 823, Travis Kelce led the way. 638, Xavier Worthy. Noah Gray was third with 437. He's actually tied with D-Hop, 437. So, no player had more than 850 last year. This team won 15 games and made the Super Bowl. Would they open things up? That's the question, because you're saying 600 more yards beyond what the highest total was last year for Worthy.
On the text line, I've seen two Pat gets 5K passing yards again this year, which is bold.
Yeah, all right, but what's one more for you? And then we'll read some of these texts.
Yeah, and I've got a couple more, too. But George Karloftis, that's a career.
We'll get to those later. We'll be talking about this later.
George Karloftis is going to be looking for money as well. I do believe in George, and I like how he gets better and better each time. Tom Bali's working with him in the offseason, doing the jiu-jitsu and everything else. But George Karloftis, I think, gets a career high in sacks. He had 8 last year. I think he could have had even more than that. But George Karloftis has never got more than, I think, is 10 his high watermark? I think it is. 10.5. He had 10.5 one year. But I have George Karloftis getting to 12 and setting a career number for him.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, for his reason, the contract year stuff comes into play.
And he only had 8 last year, so it'd be a growth of 4.
Yeah, we wondered, going into last season, if he was going to take the big leap to put himself in that kind of elite edge rusher category. Right now, he's one of the better edge rushers. He's not in the elite category. If he were to get to 12, I think you could start putting him back in that conversation again. But yeah, last year was a little disappointing. Some of that will go, I think, if Charles Minnehue does what I think he can do this year, that's going to help Karloftis out big time as well. Give him somebody else on the other side, because we know, unfortunately, they haven't got anything really out of Felix.
How do you guys feel about this text from the 816? I don't know how you feel about this. Mahomes gets hurt. The mustache. Hang on. The mustache takes over. We make the playoffs. Mahomes comes back, and we're in the conference title game. That coming from Ryan on the text line. He put his name out there on this.
So your
one.
Bold prediction is an injury.
Okay. And then they're right. back in the conference title game.
I'll be honest. I hate that whole thing.
I was gonna say I don't know how that makes you feel.
Yeah,
Chiefs fans, guys.
Yeah, I don't like that at all.
One thing I liked about your pick with Minnehue though is contract year, and he's not making all that much money. Like, this is his incentive. He's 28. So it would behoove him to get that. He came back to the Chiefs. Chiefs like him. He likes the Chiefs.
Yeah.
But he's 28, And this is where he could get that big contract for an edge rusher if he performs this year.
913-586-7965. All right, we got a bunch of texts on this. Let's try to run through a couple of them that stood out to us. One for somebody here. Someone says that Hollywood Brown will lead the team in yards. So just all-purpose yards.
That's pretty bold.
That's bold.
It's very bold.
Wide receiver three?
For that to happen, honestly, let's talk it out for a second. For that to happen, number one, he has to stay healthy. That might be the toughest thing. Secondly, Rashee Rice might have to be suspended for this to happen.
He's good for about 2 to 3 misses a year.
Yeah, I've been a little more bullish on Hollywood Brown than I know. Like Cody and I have gone back and forth on what we think he can be. And I think last year was a very unfortunate injury. I don't put that in the same category as having a hamstring injury in week four. That was literally one of the rare injuries in the NFL. We've only seen that, sternoclavicular or whatever the heck it was, a very rare thing.
He had a few 16-game seasons in Baltimore.
Look, Hollywood Brown, I think, could have 800 yards this year, and that some people think I'm way too bullish on that. Leading the team in yards, that either means the offense is really bad and 900 leads the team, or like I just can't imagine a Hollywood Brown having 1,200 yards for this team. Anybody else?
He'll be effective.
No.
I do think he gets in the end zone at least 4 times, but I don't see 1,000 yards. 800, maybe.
Here's another one. Someone says Mahomes will have 40 plus passing touchdowns. They even have a bet on it. They said 10-1, 40 plus passing touchdowns. Well, that'd get him back top five offense.
I had a Mahomes figure as well.
What was his, I'd have to go look just for comparison. What was he doing the last couple of years? Touchdowns.
He's hit three seasons, I think, over 40.
Yeah, but last year was only 26.
Last year's 26.
Yeah, 26 last year, 27 the year before.
But you had your receivers 1 and 2 basically not play with you all year.
26, 27, 41, 37. He's only gone over 40 twice. Yeah, I'd probably fade that one.
Hit 41, came close to 37, 38.
If he had 35 to 38 touchdowns this year, that'd be a great season. It'd be a good sign for this offense.
I honestly think he'll get to 35.
So do I. 40, though, is a different animal. I mean, even as great as he's been, he's only done that twice.
But he set out a few of the last games, for
10-1 though. Yeah, by the way, the year he got 41, he played in all 17. The year he got 50, of course, he played in 16. They were there.
And keep in mind, when he put his like crazy stats of 5,000 yards and 50 touchdowns, the defense was like his defense at Texas Tech.
Yeah.
I mean, he had to put like that's one thing. You put up big numbers when your defense sucks, just like Joe Burrow, Drew, when your defense is the worst in the league, the quarterback's gonna put up numbers. And the Chiefs' defense has gotten better, so the quarterback's numbers are going to go down. That's just common sense.
I like this next one from the text line. Someone says, Isaiah Pacheco will have a 1,000-yard season. I'll admit, I almost put this one down for mine. Here was my hesitation, because I'm almost right there with you, was I think they got so many guys in the backfield that are kind of, all right, that I think it gets split up way too much. But in fairness, Pacheco has come very close. He had 830 his rookie year. He had 935, and then last year, of course, he had the injury, so he only had 300, 310. I think he can be an 800 to 950-yard back. I don't think it's that crazy to say he could be a 1,000-yard back. I just wonder with Breshad Smith, with Elijah Mitchell, Kareem Hunt, if the offense is more explosive, if they're going to run the ball even less. That would be my only hesitation. I do think Pacheco has a bounce-back season, as in he's fully healthy, and he looks like the Pacheco from before, which was a very nice back. Nothing crazy, not explosive, but a very nice back to have. 1,000 yards, when he's 26, when he's even he hasn't done it when he was fresh and healthy and younger. I don't know. Why do I think this year would be the 1,000-yard season?
I think it's going to be split up so much, and I think third downs, you won't see him as much. Because I think it's going to be a lot of Kareem Hunt, a lot of Breshad, a lot of that on third down situations. I just don't think he would have the carries enough to get to 1,000.
All right, give me one more that you have, Bink.
One more of that? Well, we've kind of done Mahomes there. But anyway, I'll just go back to Mahomes. I said 4,500 yards. He goes from 3,900 to 4,500. Because if the receivers stay healthy, I think it's very, very possible. 4,500 and 35 touchdowns. And he finishes second.
I was going to say, with those numbers, he's going to be top three MVP.
Well, no, there's more to it. And he finishes second in the MVP. So he's back under that category where people debate it towards the end of the year. Will Mahomes win MVP or not? And the Chiefs get to number five, back in the top five in scoring offense. Because they've been 15 the last 2 years, then they were one, then they were four. I think they can get back to top five.
I mean, that's the, if you were to ask like the utopian dream scenario, everything goes perfect for the team and the off it, what you just described would be everything. Everybody's healthy. O-line is fixed.
But it's the like bold the part is going from 15 to five.
I hear you. No, but it's bold for sure. I'm just saying if for that to all happen, you would agree, right? Like everything
perfect
has to kind of go right.
World.
Yeah, and I hope you're right on that.
But the one
yeah.
thing I'm happy about is, and we talked a little bit about it yesterday, how, you know, Mahomes was asked, how nice is it to have all your mm-hmm. receivers back because they're used to it? And then the clip I played you with Andy Reid, talking, you know what? We can install different packages early on the season. We don't have to wait because they already know it. Like, that part helps, that these guys are ready to go at the beginning. So that bodes well for the quarterback putting up numbers.
I see your texts. We'll keep getting to those a little bit later on the show. I promise we'll bring this back, some of the bold predictions. Some of you have texted in. We got some good ones still coming in to 913-586-7965.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
The details behind the Diddy indictment. Taylor Swift's stalkers. Jerry Lee trying to kill Elvis. Disgraceland dives into the dark side of entertainment every Tuesday. Follow and listen to Disgraceland on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.